Dearest brethren, hello, God bless you. I am Dora and I will translate a message from Italian into English from Brother Joseph, which he gives live on the radio at theradioblast.net. Angela is saying, let's go to the news today. Your brother Joseph will share with us some news. Joseph answers, hello, all of you, God bless you. Let's go to the news. Khamenei. Who's Khamenei? Khamenei is the great imam. He took the place of Khomeini, I think it was his name. Let's say that Khamenei is like the real leader of Islam. The article says, Khamenei affirms the following. We will annihilate Israel and afterwards we will conquer the world. So this is their program. First to annihilate Israel, and afterwards we will conquer the whole world. Tomorrow. There is 1,500 years since Muslims want to conquer the world. They will conquer it tomorrow. And let's read the article. The article continues. When the world powers signed the agreement of the nuclear powers of Iran, Obama said, this is a demonstration that we can conquer the world. This is a demonstration that we can change the world using the diplomacy. And he said that this is the beginning of a new way to tolerance. The same thing said Federica Mogherini. And the answer to Obama and to Mogherini came yesterday from Tehran in the new book which the great Imam Ali Khamenei wrote. The book is called Palestine. And in his book, this great Islam leader, this great Imam, supreme leader, he promises the following. We will annihilate Israel and we will give the lands which the infidels occupied back to the Muslims. In his book, which was translated in Arabic and it's in being sold in Iran, he actually talks about the genocide ideology. And he gives the following idea in his book. Every territory which was conquered by the Muslims cannot be given up. It has to stay with the Muslims. We have to reconquer all the lands. In his book, Khamenei calls himself the bearer of the jihad to free Jerusalem. And he says that the destruction of Israel is not an act of anti-Semitism, as the Europe interprets it, but is the duty of every Muslim, because like this we guarantee to respect the Islamic principles which are well established. Khamenei adds in his book that Israel is the ally of the great Satan, which is the United States, who's trying to Judaize Jerusalem. And that's why they deserve to be taken out of the way. This great leader says it's not necessarily to massacre all the Jews, but it's enough that we make them flee with a great campaign of terror. So basically, Joseph is saying, end of article, Joseph is saying, therefore you can see that it's the actual foundation of Islam which incites people to violence, okay? The Pope said that, oh, it's not true. We shouldn't associate violence with Islam because Islam is not for violence. It's not true, dear Pope. Islam and the core and foundation of Islam, it's all about violence. This Imam says it, the Quran says it. When the Muslims do acts of violence. They do it in the name of the Quran. They know what the Quran says. The Pope said that we also have our own violence between the Catholics, so we cannot generalize that all the Islam is about violence. But how can you compare a guy who maybe went around and killed his girlfriend or whatever? He didn't do it in the name of Christianity. He did it because he was upset with his girlfriend or whatever the reason was. But they, the Muslims, they do kill in the name of Allah, in the name of the Islam. So you cannot compare. I would like to say the following to this Imam Khamenei. I would like to tell you this. I would like to tell you, you arrived late to say these things. The Bible prophesies exactly the opposite. Israel will never be annihilated. The Jews were there before Muhammad was ever around. The archaeology shows this. You have to be blind not to see it. The archaeology shows that Jerusalem is belonging to the Jews. That's why the Muslims blow up many archaeological sites. Archaeology always proves the truth of the Bible. You know that they found the wheels of the chariots of the Egyptians who were pursuing the Jews when they got out of Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea. In the Red Sea, they found some wheels of chariots. All the archaeology, all proves the Bible and proves God, proves the truth. Proves the truth that Palestine, Jerusalem, belongs to the Jews. Therefore, it belongs to them, not to the Muslims. So, dear Khamenei, with all respect, but you are wrong in what you're saying. One who really knows things, one who is open-sighted, can tell you you're wrong. As far as Muslims conquering the world after they annihilate Israel, this will not happen. Zechariah talks that Israel will be invaded. Israel will be invaded. Jerusalem will be attacked, but it will be a short period, according to my chronology. Study the end time chronology, which is on the radio. Yes, Israel will be invaded. But after a few days, who will come back? Jesus will come back. Zechariah says that Jesus will come back, will put his feet on the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives will split, and Armageddon comes, and then Christ will conquer. Yes, Israel is against Christianity, but the prophecies say that Israel will repent. Revelation 11 says that some Jews will die in an earthquake, Revelation 11, but all the rest of the Jews will give glory to God, so they will get converted. You Islamics don't know you're playing with fire, messing with Israel, okay? And as far as conquering the world after you annihilate Israel, that's another silliness you're saying. It will not happen. You know what? The Islam will never conquer the whole world. You know why? Because starting 2,000 years ago, Christ already started conquering the world. For now, he is winning the world through the regeneration of the hearts and of the souls, of the new births in Christ, as it is written. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 4:23-24. 1 Peter 1:23. What does the scripture talk about? It talks about how in Christ we are a new creature. And Titus 3:5 says, we are washed according to his, we are saved according to his mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So in this way, Jesus already conquered the world, regenerating people, those people who accept him. Jesus doesn't control the world through armies. His kingdom already started by saving souls. Ephesians 4:23-24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The new man. Jesus is winning the world now, one soul at a time, making new man. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. God is not interested to conquer the world through violence. Nowadays, the Muslims kill each other between each other. They kill Sunni, Shiites, they kill each other. This is the Quran. Imagine what this Quran is all about. Inciting people to violence. At the end of all this, at the end, when Jesus knows that the time is finished conquering the souls through his salvation, at the end of all this, then what will happen? It will happen what says in Revelation 16:14-16, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. 16. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Revelation 16:14-16. Revelation 16:14-16. Armageddon doesn't exist on the map. Armageddon is a few words put together. Megiddo, which exists, it's a town. Ezraelon, which is a valley. So, Ar, which means mountain. Megiddo, which is a town, and the valley of Ezraelon. Ar, meaning mountain. Megiddo, it's a town, and the valley of Ezraelon. So together, it's put this name called Armageddon. So Ezraelon is the valley of Armageddon. And this valley exists on the map today? Ezraelon, yes, exists on the map today. On some maps. And you think that the battle of Armageddon will be there? Well, it says here. It's prophesied, Revelation 16:16. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. The battle of the great day. What's the battle of the great day? What's the day of the Lord? Armageddon. It's clear, no? Let's go to Revelation 19:11-14. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. You know, in the book of Revelation are the four horsemen. The first horseman is on a white horse. And many churches say that horse and horseman is the Antichrist. It's not true. That horseman is Jesus. He comes to conquer. Jesus is the conqueror. It's the same like here, Revelation 19. Verse 12, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. 13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. This is the Son of God, okay? He's not the Son of Mary. The Son of Mary, where is he? He died. the son of Mary died. This here in verse 13 is the son of God. The son of Mary died, okay, on the cross. He resurrected with the heavenly body. The flesh of Mary didn't resurrect. The flesh of Mary didn't resurrect. What resurrected was the heavenly body, the Son of God. The Bible says that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus told the disciples, "Touch me. A spirit doesn't have flesh and bones." He didn't say blood. Instead of the blood, there is the Holy Spirit in the resurrected body. There is flesh, bones, and spirit without blood. Verse 14 from Revelation 19. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Remember that the white linen, the fine linen, are the righteous works of the saints. Remember, it says that the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. So it seems like Revelation 19 and 14 is the bride following him. The bride is following him in this battle of Armageddon, because only the bride is the one that Jesus can count on. They have works in Christ and they follow him. On the half a hearts and warming benches, Christians, you cannot count. Brethren, let's try to be faithful so Jesus can count on us. Amen? Amen, brethren. Let's be faithful so Jesus can count on us. We read Revelation 19, 11 through 14. Let's read Revelation 11, 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Amen." In Revelation 11, there is the tribulation, then there is the resurrection, then there is the rapture of the seventh trumpet. There is the rapture. And then there is the beginning of the kingdom of God. The seventh trumpet, the rapture, and the kingdom of God starts. So basically, if at the seventh trumpet, when is the rapture, the kingdom of heaven starts, therefore it cannot be the tribulation starting. Okay? This is as an answer to the Imam Khamenei, telling him that what he's saying is wrong, respectfully telling him that you are wrong. God is more powerful than Allah, and Islam will never conquer the world. Israel will never be annihilated, and the Muslims will never conquer the world. Jesus will conquer the world. Armageddon is coming, plus Israel will get converted. The Bible prophesies. Many nations attacked Israel, but Israel never lost. Israel always stood on its feet. You know what? They are hard heads. They don't believe in Jesus, these Jews. But they are under the protection of God. Why? Because in Revelation 11, somewhere there, it says, 7,000 will die in an earthquake, and the others, what will they do? They will give glory to God. In other words, they will get converted. The Jews will get converted after the rapture, which you can see in Revelation 11. The Hebrews, the Jews, will see the rapture and they will get converted. I want to ask you a question, says Angela. I ask you a question from a brother that wrote us by email. Let me finish the sentence, says Joseph first. So Joseph continues. 3 years and a half of tribulation, rapture, Israel gets converted, Armageddon is coming. The question is from Daniel. How could you know that on from Armageddon, it means echelon? Many words can be finished with on. Well, just look on the map, okay? On the north of Israel, there is Nazareth. There is the Valley of Israel on. So we know it's that. That's the only valley that is the only valley that 200 million soldiers can be there, okay? In the Battle of Armageddon. That's why it's the only place that Armageddon can take place. It's the only physical place where such a battle can take place. That's why we know it's that valley. We know that Euphrates will get dry and 200 million soldiers will cross it. They will cross Euphrates. Which is directions will they go? To Israel. In Zechariah it talks that they will invade Israel. And they will go in that valley. Like Revelation 16 talked about. There cannot be any other way, any other place. There cannot be any other place because it's the only place which can hold so many soldiers. God bless you, dearest brothers and sisters. May the Lord bless your day and the work of your hands. You are in our prayers.